It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. If you ask most people what the continually unfolding British tabloid scandal is about, they'd say voicemail hacking. But there's more to it than that. Paul Roberts edits ThreatPost.com, the security blog at Kaspersky Lab. He says keep your eye on email as well.
The email hacking investigation has gone along a parallel track with the voicemail hacking. The voicemail hacking allegations go back quite a few years to 2005, 2006. The email hacking allegations are of somewhat more recent vintage. In particular, March of this year, the BBC did a fairly widespread investigation into allegations that News of the World's Irish editor had commissioned a former British intelligence officer to hack into the emails of a senior IRA figure who is believed to be a double agent, and in fact send some of those emails to the News of the World Irish edition editor.
We often hear about hacks pulled off by anonymous groups of mischief makers online, but private industry pulls off hacks as well. Hewlett-Packard was involved in a hacking scandal in 2006, and there have been others. Kevin Mitnick is a former hacker who served prison time for his crimes. He's now a security consultant helping companies protect against attacks. Mitnick says he's seen the effects of corporate hacks firsthand.
I actually had two clients that were actually taken out of business because their competitors had hired unscrupulous people using hacking techniques to take the competition out. And I was personally involved in actually two cases as an investigator slash expert witness to try to identify any evidence that pointed to the competitor.
How does this market work? How would a company, a reporter, an employee, somebody within an organization go about getting somebody to do this? You can't just look up hackers for hire in the phone book.
No, usually it's from word of mouth or referral. They'll know a private investigator, and they'll tell the private investigator confidentially they're looking for someone that can get highly prized information. Like, for example, what private investigators do is like calling up a bank posing as the customer to get information that's now criminalized. So what they do is they hire information brokers that use illegal methods like social engineering, for example, to get the information for them, and that way they have plausible deniability. And finding people that are information brokers is not hard to do.
Kevin Mitnick's book, Ghost in the Wires, will be published next month. Make sure to visit MarketplaceTech.org and sign up for our daily memo, everything you need to know about tech that day delivered straight to your inbox. You're listening to a cover of Marilyn Manson's song, The Beautiful People, performed by EOL Robot Band. The band's name doesn't just refer to their cold, mechanized sound. The band is made up entirely of robots. They play guitar, drums, cello, and scanner. The Beautiful People is only the band's latest single. EOL Robot Band, or their manager slash roboticist, has covered songs by Queen and the B-52s before. We have videos at MarketplaceTech.org. I guess the tendency will be to make the robots sound more human going forward, have their music sound more like all the other people bands out there, meatbag bands. But I hope it goes the other way, too. I want to hear what Mumford & Sons sound like with someone on scanner. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.